Now, it is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hi there, welcome to the very last podcast of 2008, where we're looking back at some of the best guests from the year gone by. There's over half a dozen great celebs fighting for your attention over the next 20 minutes or so, including this man.
How did he get that muscly? Is it steroids?
This pop star.
How dumb can you get?
And this mystery celeb with a wicked laugh. Okay, so enjoy a very special best of podcast and see you next year.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers.
Entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
Hi there, this is Michael Underwood on Hot or Not, your indispensable guide to what's great and, well, what's grotty, to be honest, in the world of music, TV and film over the next 7 days. With me, as you can just hear, is Jessie Wallace Steel. Thank you so much, by the way, tonight. You've been brilliant.
Honestly, you've
been absolutely brilliant. Now, we've got the dreaded hot list. It's not really dreaded. It's just like four things. It might be a person or a thing. I say it to you and you tell me what you think is hot or not.
Okay.
And then maybe say why.
Okay.
There's nothing tricky here at all. Okay. Are you happy to play along?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. So the first one is singing live on stage.
Singing?
Live on stage.
Hot.
Yeah?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
I loved it.
Did it not freak you out at all?
The only thing that I didn't like about it was coming into a show that was already established.
Right.
And, you know, stepping into Denise Van Outen's shoes. So I played it completely different to how she done it. And after the run, my voice was really strong.
Right. So it was good. It was a good experience.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And I really loved it. And I'd love to do another musical. I'd like to do a little stint of Chicago.
I'm telling you, Jessie, it wouldn't surprise me at all. I don't know why.
Is it Mama Mort?
Yeah, Mama Mort.
I think you should absolutely
be like,
Mama's good for you.
We're doing the audition. We'll do the audition now.
Yeah.
If you're listening, producers of Chicago, she's there. Okay, so Eurovision now. Hot or not?
Not.
Not?
No.
You're over it, aren't you? Did you ever like it?
When Bucks Fizz was in it.
With the skirt ripping off.
Yeah, they and the were dance. That was my dance for years. I won many a dance competition with that move.
You couldn't, especially with that song. That song came out. Even the guys are pretending to rip skirts off. It's the only song that would happen. Okay, but now, no.
No.
Are we going to win it again?
I don't care.
They hate it. Do you know what? Probably most don't. You're right. Should we move on? Here we go. Good one to end on. Leslie Grantham.
Not.
He was a bit naughty, wasn't he?
Blech.
No, this is great. When you found out, what was your reaction?
I wasn't shocked at all.
Really?
No.
Really?
I just thought, you stupid man.
Silly. I mean, why would you... Anyway, let's not... Do you know what? Let's avoid it.
Yeah.
I think we've said enough.
Yeah, you shouldn't even get a mention.
I like the fact you did it in the sound as well. We should perhaps do that now. I was just, instead of hot or not, just do a sound.
This is Heat Radio. Hot or not.
Okay, look, Daniel, it's time for the hot or not, the hot list. I'm going to say some things to you. You've got to tell me if they are hot or not.
Okay,
whatever you think. First thing that comes into mind, say what you like.
All
we
right.
don't care, okay? Spare no one.
Okay.
Right. First of all, the colour green.
Hot.
Why?
It's the new black.
Thank you very much. Okay. Next, people making jokes about what kind of day you're having.
That's kind of... I don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
But
I'm going to go nod on that one.
Okay.
It was good 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, okay. Four non... Sorry, Philip, the producer, be like, oh, Andy, what, shut up. We've got to be off by now.
No,
I'm getting
good.
A bit upset that you're not loving Bad Day as a song anymore. Because... Don't laugh. I'm genuinely feeling that you've let go, and I'm still, like, clutching onto the past.
You own those songs now, man. I mean, those are all adopted by everybody but me. You know, it's not like... I still like it, but it's not like when I sit go past my piano in the, you know, living room.
I don't just sit down and go,
everybody, just hold on a second. Cleaning staff, let me see if I can rip a chorus off of Bad Day for you. You know, I don't play it anymore. I'm happy about it.
Okay, forget what you just said. You said one thing that now has put you in a completely different stratosphere for me.
What?
Cleaning staff. Marvellous. Daniel Paz has cleaning staff. I've only got Sabrina staff. Sit down whilst I do a recital.
We're very eccentric at home.
There was the moment I needed you most. Is that it?
That's close enough.
Oh, can
close
we just
enough.
Do a little bit? Just me and you.
Where was the moment?
Oh, wait. I've got to get ready.
Which key are we going to do it in? Because you keep changing the key every time you sing.
Where?
Down there? Okay. What am I, a bass tone? Where was the
moment? Okay, where do I?
Where?
Where was the moment? Okay, hang on. Let me do the piano. dum 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 dum. Where was the moment I needed you most? Oh, wicked. Simon, what do you think? Yes, oh, I've got the X Factor.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Kelly Osborne's with us. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Ben.
It's lovely to see you looking so cool this morning.
Thank you.
I'm going to pose you some questions. You tell me whether they're hot or not. If you'd like, you can explain your answer.
Okay.
If you don't want to, just tell me to shut up and move on.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. First up, Christina Aguilera, hot or not?
I hate you.
I said it wasn't going to be easy.
I don't have a problem with her. She's not one of my friends, but I, you know.
Do you think her stuff's hot?
Musically?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she does good music.
She's hot music.
And she's going to be a mum, so congratulations to her.
Dancing on Ice?
Not. First of all, ice is cold. Second of all, I don't want to fall on my ass. And third of all, it's just like, what's the point? It's like, what are they going to come up with next?
Do you get offered quite a lot of reality shows?
I've been offered Dancing with Ice, Dancing with the Stars, any of the Celebrity Big Brother, anything that you could ever imagine that they put a celebrity in. Cirque de Celebrité. I'm like, I don't want to. I mean, maybe there'll be a time in my life where I want to do it, but right now, no.
Is there anything? If they did a, I suppose it doesn't count really because you were hosting it, but if they did a celebrity project catwalk or celebrity something you were interested in, say, would you do it?
I have to be really interested in it, and it would have to have some kind of point, that I found interesting that I would learn from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's the Alan Sugar program? The Apprentice.
Yeah. In America, and it looks quite good, but I'm only 23 years old, and it's like...
Yeah, but you've lived, Kelly, come on, as you said.
I don't think I'd be able to, like, if I thought something was stupid, I would say, and it would just cause too much drama, and I don't know.
We love that, though. We love that.
Maybe. I don't know. You know what? Never say never.
Never say never. And what about our last one? Size zero.
Sorry, I'll rephrase that. Size zero is disgusting. It is disgusting. You know, you could be slim and toned, but size. What is attractive about size zero? You look like a skeleton. You look like you've been, like, lost on a desert island, haven't eaten in 10 years.
There's kind of that intolerable pressure these days, isn't there? I mean, we talk about it a lot, particularly in the media, in terms of girls and what they have.
But the
media
perpetuates it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But you must put yourself under a bit of pressure like that as well, because you have photos taken and people look at you and the paparazzi follow you and stuff like that.
You have to learn not to care. Because it took me a really long time. But, you know, if everyone was meant to look the same, they would. And I am completely okay with how I look. And of course, you know, everyone looks in the mirror and says, oh, I don't like that. I wish that was different. But it's not. I am who I am, and you just got to live with it. And I'm not striving to be the most beautiful, the skinniest, the funniest, the best at anything. Because you're only setting yourself up to fail and be miserable if you're like that.
So there you go, that was Craig David, 6 of one thing. Did you like that one, Mark?
It was all right, you know.
How did you get that muscly? Is it steroids?
No, it's not steroids. How dare you suggest that sort
well,
of thing?
Well, I go to the gym, as you can see, and I don't look that buff.
You're not sweating enough, that's what it is.
Oh, that's it,
I'm not sure you can tell what the delirious charm of that tone, that timbre of voice.
But no one can guess who that is, can they?
I did sit-ups on a Monday, triceps on a Tuesday, morbidly obese by Friday.
Brilliant, you've been eating too many burgers by Friday. Alan Carr has joined us in the Hot or Not studio. Hello, Alan.
Hello.
I'm surprised you found 5 minutes between your heavy workout schedule to come in.
I know. Well, I've got a medicine ball holding it as I'm speaking.
Are you sitting?
No pain, no gain.
No, well, quite. That's what they say. What is your exercise of choice?
I like the rowing machine.
Really?
Because, I don't know, just you can sit down and...
It's for posh people.
...sellotape your... Heat magazine.
Very good.
Well, the rowing bits. And just read the thing.
Mark, do you look like you've exercised.
a couple of
times.
You
know, I don't do loads. I swim is what I do. I swim 2-3 times a week because everything else bores the
hold on,
pants.
There's nothing more boring than swimming.
No, you see, I find swimming really relaxing, and you can go quicker, you can go slower. The jeopardy.
You can
involves,
on a rowing machine.
The jeopardy. Don't you have to?
I keep getting told off
thing.
About my posture.
On a
I'm like Mrs. Overall. I'm like bent over like that, and now I don't even move.
The hunchback of Notre Dame on the rowing machine. Like,
it's just a grimace. Yeah, your facial muscles move, and that's
the
it.
Sweat. The sweat. You're looking very fine. What is the regime? Is it? Is it a healthy eating plan for the new year, Alan?
South Korea. What's your regime?
It's in Tenko.
But I've got. I've cut out wheat and dairy.
Have you?
Really?
It hasn't done any difference.
Where have you cut it out from?
Look, my diet.
This is Heat. So it's time to welcome back our special guests on Hot or Not. And with us in the studio, it's simply one of the biggest bands in Britain. Unfortunately, we didn't get the whole band, as you'll now know. We've got half of them. McFly.
Hello.
Well, you should just be the Muck.
Muck. I'd rather be Muck.
Okay, yeah, you could just be the Muck. Just the two of you, Muck.
But I mean, over the past few years, we've accumulated some profit.
Oh yeah, do you know
that? But you know, that's the exciting thing is that we're backing ourselves, we're investing it, we're putting our money where our mouth is.
Yeah,
you know? I think because we sell more physical sales than downloads.
Oh really?
Yeah, so we want to give a good.
Quality
in your hand, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, I'm sure you do want to give a good package. Now, hang on a minute. Your phone's now going.
Mum's ringing.
Is she? Let's get her on the line. Go on.
Mum, you're on radio.
Ask how she is.
How are you, Mum?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm just knackered. I've just got off from Cyprus. Absolutely knackered.
She's been inside. What was the weather like?
It's spitting.
Okay, good. Whilst you're there, can I ask you a quick question about your son?
Yeah.
As a baby, what was the most embarrassing thing he used to do?
Fart.
Really? And has he stopped
it?
I bet he does, absolutely. Now, what did you want him for?
I was just wondering if he's in Liverpool today and was going to meet up sometime.
Tell him where you are.
I'm going to be in Liverpool today, Mum.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
Can I meet up with you, then?
Yeah, I'll see you later for a coffee.
Okay, right,
bye. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat. It's Hot or Not with me, Andy Peters. Same difference here. Sarah and Sean, are you ready to face the hot list?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, it can be anything. You just tell me if it's hot or not and why.
Okay.
Okay. Let's start with Louis Walsh.
Not because he was horrible to us last year.
Yeah.
But hot if he did actually do what he said and go on out and buy our single and album.
Yeah.
So.
I can't imagine Louis Walsh going into HMV.
No, I can't. He'd probably get given a free copy, wouldn't he?
Exactly. From Simon. No, Simon will probably charge him. fair point, well, mate. Okay. Two up, two down on Britain's Got the Pop Factor.
Hot!
We love them. We were so happy that, because like, everyone was like, oh, they blatantly based it on you. And everyone was thinking we were going to be really angry and anti over it. We were like, that's brilliant. You know, we got recognised so much more after it came out.
It really
brought us back into the public eye again, just because Peter Kay did that whole sketch on us. I thought it was great, and it was great for people to be going, oh,
that's you two.
Two up, two down.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. The same difference.
It's on again at Christmas.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Because we've recorded, because I do the button present, we've recorded another version for Christmas.
Ooh,
oh, excellent. I know. Living with Brian McFadden.
Hot.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice of him. I mean, it's been blown right up.
Oh, really?
Into proportion. Yeah.
So you don't live in a shed at the bottom of the garden?
No.
I wish. No. Basically, you know, our tour manager, he's best friends with him, and you know, just he's really, really nice. Whenever we're in London and we need a place to stay and we've got nowhere to go, he's always like, "Yeah, they're more than welcome."
He says, "Come over to my house."
He does.
He's brilliant.
Come over to my house and stay. Let's have some sushi and some Japanese fried food that Kerry used to always eat. Okay, the lawyers won't like that bit. Goats.
Hot. We've got two pygmy goats in our garden that we bought for our granddad with our first paycheck. And they kind of just live there.
Oh my God. Do you know, I read these things and I genuinely think sometimes Philip, my producer, that one standing behind me, is having a laugh sometimes. I read it, you start answering seriously, I'm thinking, I'm in another world. Same difference, own goats.
Goats.
Yes.
Real life
tea and
goats.
Toast.
I'm sorry?
Tea and toast.
Yes, please. Tomorrow morning, around 7:30, that'll be nice. This is Heat. Alicia Dixon from her album, The Boy Does Nothing. That's a great, I like that song.
Thank you. Thank you to everybody that brought the single. I mean, I just wanted to get a top 10. I didn't realise it was going to stick around for so long. I mean, I'm just, it's done so much better than I even anticipated, so...
Yeah, that in itself, sweetheart. Anyway, right, listen, it's time for the hot list. I'm going to tell you a person, a place, or a thing. It's things I say could be... But you've got to answer truthfully, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here we go. You've got to tell me why it's hot or not. Would you put your cups and saucers down?
They're down.
All right. You've got to tell me why, if they're hot or not and the reason why, okay?
Okay.
First thing, Gordon Brown.
Hot.
Why?
I met Gordon Brown at number 10 and I performed recently for his wife. And they were very lovely to me, very sweet. He's a very warm person and, yeah, he's gone up in my estimations.
Okay. Okay, from someone who's gone up in your estimations, Harvey.
No comment.
Oh, you've got to say hot or not. There's no... Did I say you can say hot, not, or no comment? The rules are hot or not, or... Those are the three options.
You're so scandalous.
Oh, come on, sweetheart. I had to ask. Not. You've got to give why. Remember, it's hot or not,
no,
or why.
No, no. Sorry, Andy.
All right, darling. I'll just have another one of these. So you've made about 15 quid on this show. Okay, in that case then, being single.
Hot.
Because?
You get to flirt with all the boys.
Like you're doing with me. Don't worry, I'm resisting your charms. Enrique Iglesias.
Hot.
Because?
He's a great artist and I might be supporting him next year on tour.
Oh, might be, or will you be?
Might be. We're just waiting for it to be confirmed.
Okay.
I'm a bit naughty even saying that, really, but there you go.
Okay, fair enough. And finally, Pharrell Williams.
Hot.
Because?
He's an amazing artist. He's very handsome and produces fantastic music.
Okay, a good point well made, I think. I think he's rather awesome. Alicia?
Yes?
Time's run out. I've got to let you go.
You've got to let me go.
I've got to let you go. Can I say it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you?
Andy, good to speak to you.
And I know you can't get enough of it.
Scandalous.
Oh, she did that noise. Oh, she did that noise. Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Heat. Still with me this week, of course, we're still gossiping, is Cyndi Lauper. We've just heard Into the Nightlife from her new album. And Cyndi is now about to face the dreaded hot list. Don't let that scare you, Cyndi. The dreaded hot list. This is where we give you a number of things, people, places, situations, and you have to simply tell us whether they are hot or not, and then maybe elaborate or explain why you think so.
Wow.
Well, it's very taxing on the mind.
All right.
Here we go. Okay, first up, British food. British food. Now, I'm Irish, so you can say what you want here.
I gotta confess, I really do like fish and chips, and I used to like to go to this one chip stop where you'd get it in this paper and they'd pour the vinegar on top and it was a cone and you'd walk out like, you know, I felt like I was at Coney Island.
I still eat it like that.
You know, but it's hard to find those places, you know.
So we're going to say hot.
I would say hot.
Amy Winehouse, quite controversial.
Oh, she's okay. She is terrific. Her music is great. She really is. Her music is great.
So we're going to say hot.
Yeah, I would damn say. I'd say damn hot.
Damn hot.
Damn hot.
We should change it to damn hot or not. I quite like it.
Oh, that's good.
And reality TV, hot or not?
Mad.
Why? Elaborate.
Oh, it's just, you know, making people dumber and dumber and dumber. How dumb can you get? Except that, I got to be honest with you. I was working in Paris in the beginning of the week, and I bumped into David Hasselhoff.
The Hoff?
And yeah, and everywhere, you know, like I was in Hawaii, and I bumped into David Hasselhoff.
He's stalking you. You've got a celebrity stalker, Cyndi.
No, he isn't.
Oh, this has happened more than once, Cyndi. This is not a coincidence. I smell a rat here. Hold on.
No.
Is David Hasselhoff in the studio?
No.
Everyone
so
check, just in case.
The Hoff. Come on, Hoff around the world.
Everyone loves the Hoff.
Come on. Heat Radio.
Got a track on this album by Gary Barlow.
Yes.
Was it great to work with him?
I didn't work with him in writing it. Gary, what happened? The first album, the record company said to me, what would be your dream? I said, to have a song written by Gary Barlow.
Oh, fantastic.
Nothing ever said about it. The first album came out, did really well. Went in for the second meeting for the next album. I always give about three pages of songs I want to sing.
Yeah.
Handed it over. Before I even said anything, Joe Charrington said, here's your Gary Barlow track. And, oh. I just went, shut up.
And what's this about? You know, I've read the notes. It says here. Do you know how I distance myself with the words? It says here. It's been reported you have a fantasy involving Gary Barlow and a lift.
Yeah, and butter.
Do you know what? I genuinely don't want to know. No, listen.
Gary's my crumpet.
Yes.
And I just want to put butter on him. And I'd like to be stuck in an elevator with you, Gary. So text me.
With a bar of Anchor. Slightly salty. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat. So there he is, your favourite guest of 2008 on Hot or Not, John Barrowman. Who'd have thought? Right, that's it for this week's podcast, but make sure you join us for our first show of 2009, 8 p.m, Monday, January the 5th. I'll be here. Hopefully you will too. Take care. Check it
out. Like what you're hearing? Get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.